Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
O'clock hour here on your home of America's team, and you're gonna be reminded of that yet again tonight with round one of the NFL draft coverage on DFW Sports Station. Our squad is gonna be set up inside the Ford Center at the Star in Frisco. My favorite Saturday activity, and really Friday. I just cancel out Friday night activities. The wife knows it. Just turn on 105 through the fan with the app, DallasCowboys.com, and watch all the homework payoff. Because yeah, you can watch the national draft coverage. And look, I'm not being a homer. There's plenty of things where I'm not listening to the local points of view on things. I'm watching every single Mavs game on national TV. But when it comes to the draft, like, everything gets touched on from a Cowboys angle. So when the Cowboys are 10 picks out, five picks out, it's like, okay, let's look at the board. Let's see how it narrows down. That's what I love about the draft coverage. And Zach Wolchuk is leading it this year as a member of the G-Bag Nation. Was yesterday first day back at work?
Yeah, yesterday was the first day back from paternity leave.
How did fatherhood affect draft prep?
Ooh, it affected it a lot. I did not get to my 200 players that I was trying to get to. I hit about 170.
Okay.
Brian picked up some of the heavy load there with 215. So he went a little bit more. But, you know, I guess hosting it this year, maybe I can go ahead and just be like, hey, what do you have on this guy?
Yeah, my job's a pass, man.
If I don't have him, you know, try and be the quarterback there. But overall, it did. It cut into some of the film watching a little bit.
Aisha's got it, though. Like, she did a lot. Brian's done a lot. So, like, we got it covered.
You know, Aisha's pulling out the paper. Like, she's still writing everything out. I don't know how she's able to find guys so fast.
That's what RJ does. RJ writes down a lot of things.
Big writer.
Big writer. Yeah.
Big writer. Big note taker. Love writing things.
Any new girl dad advice for me? I know, wipe a certain way, I was told by my brother.
That's something that you got to get into all the crevices there. You know, I
agree.
Yeah, I've been yelled at a few times. Like, you need to make sure you go over and wipe more properly there.
Yeah.
Because it's an unknown world for us.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm doing there.
Yeah, because I'm just used to wiping a boy.
Right.
Yep. You got to go the other way because it can cause, like, infections and other things. Yeah.
I think you wipe downwards.
Yeah.
Downwards.
This is why
downwards.
I had boys.
Yeah.
I tried. I don't think
I've
got,
to produce male
I've got the genes.
But she's healthy, all good?
She's fantastic, man. She really, really is.
All right, what would you like for them to do? What's your preference for the Cowboys tonight?
I am all about Graham Barton out of Duke, the offensive tackle who is, I learned the phrase, he's a piano player, can play up and down the line of scrimmage.
Oh.
But he's going to be a center at the next level. But I love Graham Barton. Like, when
what's the middle key on a piano?
The middle key?
Yeah, that's what Graham Barton would be.
The 24th one.
Is it?
I don't know. How many are there? How many keys are there?
There's 48.
Do you know
48.
Peyton?
Just totally guessing.
No idea.
Okay, then why'd you buzz?
What do you mean the middle? Like, what, eight? Like,
just,
the
you know,
notes?
It was a funny, I was trying to.
I never played music.
I was just.
I never played music.
Oh, no, there's 88 keys.
88
not even close.
Keys, so 44.
So he was wrong.
Okay, yep, buzz him again.
Yeah,
but. Back to you, Zach.
Yeah, Graham Barton's my guy. Now, the problem is, I don't know that he's going to make it to 24. So
I've never heard so much talk about freaking centers in my entire life.
It's crazy.
Now he's not even going to make it down to 23.
Players from Duke.
Yeah. Bizarre. But he's extremely intelligent because he went to Duke. So you know he's smart.
Typecast.
You know he's smart. But but here's the thing. When you watch the Cowboys run game last year, were they getting any type of movement in the running game?
No,
not at all. Right. They were getting beat up at the line of scrimmage. Graham Barton is nasty. Like, this dude wants to flatten you. He wants to let you know about it. He's a finisher. He's tough. He's mean. I think he projects much better moving inside at the next level than he does playing tackle. But the position versatility, you know, the Cowboys, like, I love his pad level. He's been my guy since the first week we started watching players back in December. I looked at him. I was like, this team needs some attitude. They need some aggressiveness. Graham Barton plays with all of that. And quite frankly, I don't think the Cowboys' offensive line has been the same since they lost Travis Frederick. And I think when you look at the final four teams in the conference championships, three out of the four had dominant center plays. The one that didn't was the 49ers. And they've got maybe the best offensive mind in the sport who's able to kind of maneuver and navigate past that. So I'm all about Grant Barton. I'm going to be praying and navigating all the minefields tonight that he makes it to 24.
Who else would you like to see?
I think Troy Fautanu, the offensive tackle from Washington, would also be an awesome selection. When I first saw him, I think body type, he projects inside to guard. But he's definitely athletic enough to play tackle. And then the other name that we keep hearing, and I don't love it. I mean, I like it as a trade back scenario. Maybe you pick up some extra picks. But Tyler Guyton, the offensive tackle from Oklahoma, has been the name that seems to be projected most in these mocks. And I think that's if you get a wipeout scenario, maybe Guyton ends up being the guy. Certainly, he's played on both sides, left and right tackle. He's got the size, the long arms. And if the Cowboys value a tackle in the first round, they say he's our guy. I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt. I mean, I didn't know that Tyler Smith was going to be as dominant as he was. I didn't have him as a first-round player. He's come in and been an absolute badass. And that allows you to keep Tyler then a guard.
So that's kind of the name that you're cooler on, where you're like, I don't love that.
I don't love it, but I can buy in on it.
RJ asked, in the scenario, there's no lineman.
Okay.
All right, there's no lineman to pick. What's your next position and who?
Mm. And there's no lineman to pick, and you don't have a CeeDee Lamb scenario where, like, okay, Rome Odunze fell. Because if he fell, it's like, okay, maybe you can do that, but there's no scenario like that.
I think that corner would certainly be a position that I'd look at. I think that corner's pretty deep. It depends on who is there, obviously. I think TJ Tampa's name at Iowa State that I like a lot that's starting to generate some bottom of the first round option. If they move back, I think Edgerrin Cooper out of Texas A&M, the linebacker, ends up being a name that would intrigue me there. I don't love him at 24. I think that's a little bit high. But if you move back, it's a position of need. He also had 10 sacks last year. He's a guy that's really, really good when it comes to rushing the passer. He's kind of got an innate feel for it. But you talk about speed, projecting him next to Overshown for the next handful of years, you might have the fastest linebacking duo in all of the National Football League with those two.
So these linebackers, right, because linebacker has kind of been, you know, thrown in there behind running back
yeah.
and safety. Stay away from those positions in terms of value. This crop of linebackers, today's college linebackers, do what? What are they being asked to do with the skill set? How many are like the old school type versus what today's NFL calls for?
Yeah, it's weird because this year's class, you've got a bunch of different sizes with them. Some of them are short and stocky. Some of them are tall, but then super skinny. And then, then you've got guys that all have injury concerns. Like, the best linebacker in this draft is, I think, the old school Luke Kuechly mold in Peyton Wilson. But the problem is the dude might not have a couple of ACLs.
He's this has brought us his favorite with 14 surgeries.
He's incredible. Right, 14 surgeries. So it's like, 13, I think
sorry.
Yeah. Some teams might not even have him on their draft board. I don't know what the Cowboys are going to evaluate him as, if he's even an option. But to me, he's got the wrestling background. He can cover. He's sideline to sideline. He's a thumper. But then you've got some of the guys like Junior Colson out of Michigan, 6'3", 247, started as a true freshman. He's got speed, quickness, instincts. I think that's the biggest thing, though, for the Cowboys when you're evaluating linebacker play. You got to get some guys with instincts. Like, you can be a freak athlete if you don't understand what's happening in front of you, which I think we've seen. Like, they're trying to play Marquise Bell from safety to linebacker. Marquise Bell, bless his heart out there, he doesn't know what he's looking at sometimes from the linebacker position. So I think instincts is something that you're looking at here. Maybe a Jeremiah Trotter Jr. I'd wait on linebacker personally. I'm going third round. Give me Trayvon Wallace, the linebacker from Kentucky. I love that dude. He's got the athleticism. He's got that combination of being able to drop back and cover but also stop the run. I think you're looking at guys now that you want the blend of both. You can't be able to just be a two-down player in the NFL anymore. You've got to be able to flip your hips and run.
You you said there that you're okay with Guyton, but you're a little cool on it. What is, like, the nightmare scenario? What for you do you go like, man, that is just, I am not thrilled about that. That's reasonable, obviously, because I don't think they're going to say, we're taking Cedric Gray, third-round linebacker out of North Carolina, pick 24. But what is the pick that you'd be a little like, oh, damn, I don't know about that one?
We say this, and then, like, if it ends up happening, it's going to stink.
Yeah, I think last year I said Mozzie Smith.
Now I'm sitting here like, oh, God, he's a Cowboy, and we're interviewing him, and I just said at 8 a.m. on Sean and RJ, I don't like this guy. But it's Patrick Paul, the offensive tackle from Houston. Like, I don't see it with this guy. He's massive.
First names, I don't care for that either.
Right? I mean, come on. Long arms, but he's got two big braces on the knees that he plays with. I think he can get overpowered. Plays a little high. He's not consistent in terms of getting out of his stance, firing off the ball. You know, I think he's a better run blocker than he is a pass blocker. He can adjust on the fly, but to me, his size is really the only attribute I'm looking at and saying, okay, I can see it with this guy. Because he's very, very difficult to get around, but he needs to improve in a lot of areas. I think he's very, very raw, but to me, that kind of, it's a similar breakdown to what Tyler Smith was comped to coming out. Like, there's traits here, but the guy's not ready. So is Mike Solari looking at Patrick Paul out of Houston and thinking, gosh, give me that guy. Yeah. I can mold him into something special. I am not a fan. The other option would be if they move back and take Jonathan Brooks. I don't want a first-round running back.
Yeah.
And I'm not – I think that's way too high. I think that this is a – it's not an elite, but it's a deep running back group. If you want to take Jonathan Brooks at 56, fine. I'd wait on running back until maybe you can get an extra fourth-round pick if you move back and take one there.
I want the running back.
You do?
Yeah, because I got 35-1 odds they're going to take a running back in the first
round. Dude, if they move back, Jonathan Brooks might end up being the pick.
Oh, baby!
I think they do Jonathan
Brooks.
Let's do
it. Because this is a complete deviation from the Cowboys' norm. All reports are they are zoning in on a specific position. Like, they're going to wind up with the 6th, 7th, or 8th graded player at the tackle or O-line position.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's something this team has not done. Now, I don't, like, I mean, these grades are arbitrary, right?
Right.
But, like, are we all cool? Like, with them zoning in?
And that's a great question of getting the 7th lineman versus the 2nd in another category. It speaks to what you asked about, did they force themselves in to need over BPA?
Well, and the idea when you asked earlier, like, what's it with all this, like, demand over Grant Barton? It's because Barton is, that would, if you got Barton to you, you are getting, in all likelihood, the top center in the class. And so that's the thing, is that anybody who needs a center in the 23 picks ahead of you that says, like, we really need to address this, is a threat to take Grant Barton. But because it's a position that doesn't get taken frequently in the first round, it's set up for you to where you might be able to get the top graded guy at that position, and it's arguably your most dire need.
How do you feel about the center value?
I'm fine, cool.
You're okay with that?
O-line's good. I think O-line in general is a really good. I have no problem.
I'm with you.
Now, it's boring.
It is.
You know, like, fans want guys they can draft on their fantasy team in the first round. Right. It's boring, but
you want the sex appeal.
Yeah, but center's a very valuable offensive line. I think it's one of the most underrated value positions.
Let's do this then. This might be a dumb question. I doubt it because I'm asking it.
There are no dumb questions.
There are plenty.
There are plenty. That's like I tell my wife all the time. No, not all feelings are valid. Dumb ones are not valid. Rank line. I say that to her about other people.
Yeah.
Rank the importance of the five offensive line positions in order in your mind in today's NFL.
Left tackle, center.
Ooh. Nice.
Left guard.
Whoa.
Right tackle, right guard.
Wow. Why left guard over right tackle?
To me, I just think I'd like to have an elite side.
Mm.
You know, I'd like to just go ahead and make sure, okay, I know I'm dominant on the left or at least the right side.
Okay.
So if I have a play in a situation in a game where it's like I need to go and get a yard here, that's the side. 4th and 1, game's on the line, we're running here.
I love that.
And I assume whoever drafts Penix, their right tackle is their most
important. And that would matter, right? Is your quarterback a right or left-handed player? 100%. Right, you would flip that in that scenario.
Let's line up calls for Zach. You haven't been able to squeeze them into the G-Bag Nation. You can do it on the morning show. Zach Wolchuk, host of tonight's NFL Draft in studio Ask away or text away at 877-881-1053. 877.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
881-1053. Your questions for the Willy Bully with the draft tonight are next on Sean and RJ.
Marchessault gets to the red line. Backhands a pass. Empty net goal for Eichel. And the Vegas Golden Knights are going to sweep the first two games here in Dallas against the Stars in this best of seven.
Is it over, Zach Wolchuk?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, I think it is. I don't know how they're going to rally to win four games in this series. I think Vegas is a terrible matchup for them. The size they have defensively, they're just – the Stars have an inability to consistently set up in the offensive zone. They're losing between the blue lines. I think last night they played about as well as they possibly could have. And to end up being up 1-0, then you get the equalizer less than a minute later, it felt like. It was defeating. Now, the Stars have been good on the road. Jake Oettinger specifically has been a much better goaltender on the road. So maybe we can hold out a little bit of hope that they can bring this thing back 2-2. I just think Vegas is a kryptonite type of matchup for them.
Did you pick them in the series originally?
Yeah, I picked them in 7.
You picked Vegas?
No, the Stars. Yeah, I did pick the Stars. I held out hope that they would be the better team. I do think they're a deeper overall unit, but I think and they matched the physicality last night. Like, it's not like they got totally bullied. And that's why, to me, it was just so disheartening to end up dropping that game where you got a really good performance from your goaltender and you still couldn't find a way to win.
Zach Wolchuk is in studio because we are previewing the NFL draft tonight. What time do y'all get started with this? How many hours is your show not
6
working
o'clock.
Today?
6 okay. o'clock we'll get started. I think Gavin and Eric will start off right after the Rangers game, and then Brian and I will be at the Star. So we'll cross with them probably like 5:40-ish.
It's coming at you along with the Path to the Draft brought to you by Pluckers and Zero Res. Sean Treif, RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt, and Zach Wolchuk will be hosting. Let's take some Tolo phone calls at 877-881-1053. Cowboys, prospect, different schools, different teams. Ask away to Wolchuk right here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Jason in Dallas, you are up first.
Hey, Wolchuk, first of all, congratulations on the new baby.
Thank you.
I do got a question. This first year, I've kind of done my own mock draft, but I'm kind of hung up. I'm wondering if maybe you think maybe Dallas might take like John Rooks in the second round as a running back, or if you think they might hold off to like the third or fourth round and do like Audric Estime or Jalen Wright or someone like that.
Yeah, I do think that Jonathan Brooks is probably the guy that they want. I think Brooks is in play in a wipeout situation like you asked about earlier, Sean. I do think at 56, if Jonathan Brooks is there, and that's a big if, he would be the pick.
Who's his comp? What's his running style? I mean, I don't want to ask Bobby and Broadus because Bijan was Barry Sanders.
Yeah, Barry
last
Sanders.
Year, so I'd like someone
Gale Sayers. These were Gale Sayers.
You know what? I put in my notes, like, is DeMarco Murray a crazy comp for him?
Oh.
I think he's a little bit faster than DeMarco, but he doesn't have elite speed. Like, you do see him get fetched, but he's really good in the open field, and he's a three down back.
Do you guys have, like, a favorite running back? Like, that's kind of my guy. And how many different names should we be excited about if they end up taking throughout the weekend, someone at that position? Or is it just like, eh?
I think a lot of it also depends on where they're selected. Like,
yeah.
If you can get a really good, if you get one of the top names in the fifth round, then hell yeah.
So yeah, you mean like more pet cat as like the guy that, rather than like the top grade player I have there. Yeah, I mean, I really like Braylon Allen at Wisconsin way more than anybody else does. Like, I mean, it's... Broadus like wants to smack me in the face, I think, every time I talk about the guy. But to me, he's James Conner. That's the type of player that he is. I got him in the second round. He's my third running back. Most everybody else I think has him like in the fourth, typically. Mm-hmm. But I really like him. So yeah, if they ended up with Braylon Allen, especially in like the fourth, then I'd be thrilled.
Who else, Zach?
Yeah, I got Allen in the fourth. I don't love Allen as much as you. My guy's Jalen Wright, out of Choppy School, Tennessee. Like, I love Jalen Wright. I think he translates very well to the NFL. He had a 7.39 yards per carry, explosive, shifty, elusive, three down player as well, can catch the ball out of the backfield. I think he can pass block. He's got good vision. I think he's a guy whose best football is ahead of him. So to me, I'd wait to the third round and I'd go Jalen Wright and I'd have a party. The other name that I'd throw out would be Ray Davis out of Kentucky, who has one of the best stories in the entire class. He was, foster care kid, homeless as a child, got a degree from Vanderbilt, has bounced around from a couple of different schools, played at Kentucky most recently after two seasons at Vandy, but he's also a guy, very complete player.
Jimmy in North Richland, you are up next here on 105.3 The Fan. Go ahead, Jim.
Good morning, boys, except for Bobby. You run the morning show. I got a question about cornerback Cooper DeJean. Is he legit, or is he just flash in the pan because he's that little fast white kid? Is he worthy of the pick? Is he good enough to get to take at that position the Cowboys are drafting from?
Yeah, I think a lot of people would say I'm just not playing a white corner, right?
This is a white corner?
It's a white corner from Iowa. Uh-oh. Cooper DeJean.
Of course.
Now,
he's little, too.
He is small, and I do have him more of a safety than I do a corner, but I think he can play corner.
He has to. He's got to play just one game,
just to say it
just
happened.
Just to be in the record book.
Yeah, 100%. But he's also a returner, and I think he ends up being helped by these new rules, the new kickoff rules, because he's a guy that had three touchdowns returned, plus three interceptions returned for touchdowns. So he's a playmaker when he gets the ball in his hands. He's a super athlete, a thick build. I think he's got some limited fluidity in his hips, but he trusts his recovery speed as well. I mean, he's a super fast guy, big-time athlete. I actually really do like him. He's my second favorite overall defensive back in the entire draft. I think you can do a lot with Cooper DeJean, moving him around, play him in the slot. If you want to play him at safety, you can. Out wide, he proved he can do it, and he's a great tackler, really good form tackler.
Kurt in Maryland, listening on the Odyssey app. Kurt, you are live with Zach Wilchuk in studio.
Hey, guys. Good morning to you. Hey, Zach, my question is with the tackles, sort of with what y'all were talking about. If we do get wiped out, I mean, definitely I like running back, and if it ain't Brooks, what about Benson from Florida State? He's a home run hitter, and I always say if we trade back a little bit to get one of them, because the Cowboys are so, far down in the second and third that seems like we're probably the running backs are going to start to roll off the board. So what do you think?
I love Trey Benson. He's my running back one. I've got him ahead of Jonathan Brooks personally. I like his size. He's got a second gear that I don't think Brooks has once he gets into the second and third level to run away from a defense. He's also a good safety net out of the backfield to be able to just dump it off to, make plays in space. He's a guy that I do wonder if teams would say, okay, he's a specific zone scheme fit, like that Shanahan tree, because they did run a lot of pulls in the offensive line, the offensive system there at Florida State. They might look at him as being a scheme-specific back. But I love Trey Benson. I would be all in on drafting Trey Benson.
Jay in Dallas, you're up next here on Sean and RJ. Go ahead, Jay.
Hey, good morning, boys.
Morning.
So, question. Obviously, this is, as you guys have reported, a very, very deep draft. We all know we don't have a fourth-round pick. I am a fan of trading back. How far back can we go in the first round and get the most return, the most number of picks?
Ooh, okay. I think we've talked about this on the draft show. And, Bobby, what did we come away with?
Kansas City is the one that Brian keeps targeting, where he thinks he can go back. I would – again, I don't have a problem bailing out of the first round. Like, I don't have a problem going back to Washington early. Washington's got a ton of picks. If Washington can give you the right value, they can give you they can give you pick 36, and then they'll also give you a third rounder or something like that. I will take that. Like, I'm not hung up on a fifth-year option that the team is probably going to use as a contract leverage point.
A fifth-year option is like, I mean, I guess a lot of it depends on the position too, right? The value of it. Like, a fifth-year option for a quarterback is massive.
So, like, if Michael Penix Jr. were to slide, and you have one of these teams at the top of the draft that didn't end up getting their guy, maybe it's New England, they trade back, and they're like, hey, we like Penix Jr., do we want to move back up? New England's sitting there with pick 34 in the second round. Maybe they want to give you 68 as well in the third. I consider doing that with the Patriots.
Someone's going to fall. So when y'all are doing the show and you're looking around the room like, yo, I know all we do is talk about trade back, compile. Give me a trade up name. It doesn't have to be a total shocker, but okay, like this is happening. Why is he falling? Who's someone you consider going up for?
I think the offensive tackle from Oregon State, Taliese Fuaga, would be a name that the Cowboys have done some homework on. I mean, he played right tackle there at Oregon State. Might be the best run-blocking lineman in the draft, period. I do think he's athletic enough to switch over and play the left side. He'd be a name I think you look at if you see a fall. And then the other one would be maybe J.C. Latham out of Alabama. Now, I think he's playing guard for the Cowboys. He was a right tackle. I think
just lineman.
It's just lineman. I don't think there's another position that they would consider. I think it's a fear of, okay, we're not going to get one of our top linemen. There's not really a trade back scenario that we're getting calls for right now. We need to be aggressive and move up to get our guy.
So there's not like a stud DN, a stud corner to move up four or five spots for.
Probably
corner.
Not. Like, I mean, there's a lot of discussion that this draft might set the record for most offensive players taken in a first round.
I think Dame's talking about like 21.
Oh, because it's one of those things where there's not like a super set. The top end of the draft is good, but it's almost all on the offensive side of the ball. There's not like a really highly graded defensive player for me.
Michael in California.
California.
Listening on the Odyssey app. Mike, you're live on the Fan with Zach Wolchuk. With draft day upon us.
Good morning, Bobby. Good morning, everybody. I know everybody's good. Everybody's great. You guys work for the greatest organization in pro football, the Dallas Cowboys. Shout out to the whole nation. Hey, my question is, you know how Brian Broaddus always says the NFL's a crazy lady. In this draft, sometimes people fall unexpectedly. What if the offensive tackle from Oregon State, Fuaga, please excuse me if I'm pronouncing the name
nailed
wrong.
It.
What if he falls 24 and we're able to get him, then the second round comes around and one of those centers, Zach Frazier or Cooper Beebe or one of them guys, do you double dip on that O-line and sure up your future right there? You got your future left tackle and future center, and then try to get the running back in the third round. I would like to hear your input on that, Mr. Wolchuk, and congratulations on the new baby. And shout out to the whole Cowboys Nation. Let's go.
Thanks, Mike.
Thank you, Michael. Yeah, you can draft with me any day, dude. I'm totally down to double dip along the offensive line. If you ended up getting Fuaga from Oregon State that slides to you, and in the second round, Zach Frazier from West Virginia, who maybe some teams have outside of Barton as the best center in the draft. I mean, the dude is a wrestling champion. He understands leverage, also an extremely intelligent player. I think you've cleaned up, and now you have fixed your offensive line.
877-881-1053, the Franklin Franco Injury Attorney text line to text and to make the phone calls to get the draft knowledge from Zach Wolchuk, who's hosting the entire weekend, starting the round one tonight. Casey and Crandall. Casey, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, Wolchuk, how's it going? I got a question for you. I kind of see the Cowboys maybe possibly doing a trade back in the first round to like 32, I think it is, with Kansas. With Kansas City.
Mm-hmm.
My question, I guess, would be, do you think Tyler Guton can make it there? And then I'm with you on the Jalen Wright in the third round, but if they pick Jalen Wright in the third round, who do you think they would go for in the second round?
Yeah, I think in the second round, if you go with Wright in the third, you're looking at it. Depends on, is there a center there that you want? Is Frazier an option there from West Virginia? Otherwise, I think it ends up being a linebacker. I think that's where you're looking at an Edgerrin Cooper from Texas A&M, if he can make it there. Maybe another linebacker that they like. Could Wallace from Kentucky, would that be too high? Corner, I think, is an option as well. I think that's a sneaky need. But Guyton, I think, could be there as a trade back. I'm curious to see where he is on some players' boards, because he is a little raw than some of the other tackles in this draft. And to me, I think that there's traits. As I mentioned earlier, he's a freak athlete, 6'7". He's got room to fill out. He can move down the field, get to the second level to make some blocks. I think it's just some technique fixes that he needs. But I think at 32, if you trade back, you get Guyton. I'd be excited about that.
Final calls and questions for Woolchuk. Get him in on the D&M Leasing Hotline, 877-881-1053. Any chance of a quarterback? How does he have the QBs rank? What's the biggest draft fight that he's had with Bobby and Broadus below the belt? All of it on the way. Thursday edition on Draft Day next. Final segment is Zach Woolchuk in studio from the G-Bag Nation. He will be hosting the NFL draft coverage. I see I got a wacko conspiracy theorist, Tony, asking me any real reason you're not doing the show tonight. Yeah, the real reason is Zach did all the homework and watches all the players so, and has the chemistry with all the draft show people. So it makes sense for him to go ahead and do it for the entire weekend.
So
there's your answer, Tony.
So just
tinfoil Tony.
Yeah. So, okay, it's tough to keep up with. So, when you said what you said about Micah, that's because the Joneses were paying you to say it.
Why did they bring this
to lower
up
his value? But now, a couple weeks later, you were going against the Joneses, and what we're not talking about is the Joneses have banned you from hosting the draft coverage because you went against them and talked bad about their play. Okay.
Yes.
Tough to keep up with which side people are taking at any given moment.
It's a fun world. Final questions for Willie Bully when it comes to the Cowboys, prospects, other teams. Fire away. 877-881-1053 here on Sean and RJ. Mike in Corsicana, you're live on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Mikey, go ahead.
Hey, man, I just have a quick traits-based question. Look at some of these athletes like Ryan Watt, defensive back, Johnny Wilson, wide receiver. Just kind of wonder, what are some of your guys' strength, speed, size? What are your favorite athletes with traits-based exceptions?
Yeah, Johnny Wilson is certainly one. I mean, you talk about a 6'5 wide receiver. I mean, he might even be taller than that. The wingspan's crazy. He looks like he's essentially a tight end that's playing wide receiver because he's got the wide receiver athletic ability. He's one. I also do really like, I think he's a guy that's probably going to be a little bit later. There's this guy, Colt Burgess, who is a very small school kid that I've got in the sixth round at wide receiver. He's another one that I think would be a trades-based pick. You take a flyer on him late. You mentioned a good name there with Ryan Watts out of Texas, a guy that's got some safety, corner versatility there. So I think, I mean, when you're picking at the end of day three, that's really what you're looking at with some of these guys. So I think you hit on a couple of really good names there. I don't know if you have anyone else you wanted to throw in, Bobby.
He can't play football. He's not good. The Texas Tech edge rusher, Cole.
Miles Cole. Yeah, that's a traits pick.
That is completely traits because he's shown no ability to essentially like play football regularly. I mean, he does nothing. He got invited to the combine because
his size is just perfect.
Because people knew like the traits. In fact, I'm pulling it up right now, his combine testing. So Miles Cole is an edge rusher from Texas Tech. He's 6'6", 278 pounds with 37-inch arms. He runs a 4.6 40-yard dash. He jumped 35 inches, and his broad jump was 10 feet.
But that's the kind of guy you should take in the fourth round.
But I don't know about the fourth.
Or fifth.
It's definitely – no, like if you're talking about just traits and not what they put on tape, you're just taking a flyer on somebody who's got athleticism, that's him. He would be – he's one.
Who's the corner, the Dan Quinn corner? 6'5".
Nashawn Wright.
Chris West.
Nashawn Wright. You know, it's like, okay.
But, like, that's, you know, you take that guy in one of the, you know, last 3.5 rounds or whatever, and it's like, okay,
Rico,
whatever.
Keith in Maine. Look at the reach of 105 through the fan.
That's amazing.
Specifically the morning
show. Cooper Flagg people.
Cooper Flagg?
He was, like, the top basketball recruit going to Duke. Cooper Flagg, big Maine energy.
Love that guy.
Keith, you're live on the fan.
What's up, fellas? Diehard Cowboys fan all the way up in Maine. Tolo, never miss a show in the morning.
Thank you, bro. Right. Keith, is lobster really that cheap there? Like, are there lobster buffets for real?
Lobster buffets? I think COVID killed the buffet, fellas. We don't have buffets anywhere around here, man. But I can send you guys some lobsters when it's peak season. I can get them around $5 a pound.
How much a pound?
They're clutch. When times are good here, we're around $5, and I'll send them out to you.
Oh, $5 a pound.
$5 a pound, please.
I only eat Maine lobster. I will not eat Massachusetts lobster.
Can we shut up and let him give us the lobster? Shut your mouth.
I love you guys. There was a time when lobster was way cheaper than steak, and we were eating it, like, constantly. Like, absolutely constantly.
Wow. All right, Keith, what's your question, bro?
All right, so diehard Boys fan, never miss an episode of the draft show. I'm such a draft junkie that me and my wife – found out that we're having a baby, and we're going to find the gender out on Friday, and we're going to do a Cowboys draft day gender reveal.
Oh, yeah, congratulations. That's awesome.
That's how jacked up we are. I made a Cowboys onesie and everything. We're ready to rock and roll. But I'll get down to business here. I think I'm on the Barton train. Well, I know I'm on the Barton train, but I've had a JPJ man crush for a long time. I think the draft father, Brian Broaddus, has as well. And we heard medicals were bad, and then we heard medicals were good. And then now Brian's even saying it's not going to happen. What's up with JPJ? Is it maturity? Is it, like, what's the deal? Is he an Eagles fan? Like, what's going on? Why is JPJ not the man crush anymore?
He could be a closet Eagles fan. Maybe that is what it is. I think JPJ, it just depends on, I think every team's got different medical grades on him. I think the thing that we don't have the benefit of is knowing how the interviews go and the board work with some of these players. When you're playing center, the intelligence, you want to get these guys on the board, they're going to have to make all the checks, much like with the quarterback position. If JPJ doesn't excel in those type of interviews, that might knock him down on some team sports. I think teams see him very differently. Some might have him as the top center in the draft. Some might not have him in the first round at all.
Yeah, and I think it's important to remember, too, like, while most of the time, like 90% of the time, we generally like watch these players and the consensus from everybody in the draft analyst community ends up around where teams view them too. There are also a lot of times where teams just flat out disagree with what it is. I mean, it very well could be the case where even though draft analyst committee looks at, Jackson Powers Johnson and says that's a first round type of center, there are plenty of teams around the NFL who could say, no, that's like a second round player, or even in some instances, no, that's a third round player.
Sure.
What's your unpopular, where you even feel uncomfortable with yourself, hot take? But if it hits, you'll look like a genius.
I think Dallas Turner, the edge from Alabama, is maybe the most. I think he is the most overrated player in the draft. Whoa. I don't really see it with Dallas Turner. There's a possibility he goes as high as 8. He's a guy. He's a traits guy. Like Dallas Turner looks like an Oakland Raider. You know, back when Al Davis was running stuff with them. First guy off the bus. He's going to go ahead and intimidate you. Long arms, super athlete. But when you watch him play, like to me, the guy on the other side, Chris Braswell, is going to be a third round pick most likely. Just as productive, just as good a player. I don't think Dallas Turner is as good as people are propping him up to
What's your unique quarterback take?
I actually really like Michael Pratt, the quarterback from Tulane. Mm. I think he's got the opportunity to be a potential starter in the league. And depending on what system he ends up going to, I think he could be a sneaky, really, really good fit. I do not like Bo Nix at all. I don't get the Bo Nix first-round hype. To me, he's kind of a one-read type of quarterback there at Oregon. I don't see the whole Sean Payton love affair with Bo Nix that's being rumored. I'd be surprised if that happened.
Mitchell and Plano, you got Zach Wolchuk in studio on Sean and RJ. Go ahead, Mitch.
My biggest question is, why are all these linebackers getting hyped? I just kind of like, well, the first round projected guys. I watched the film, and literally it seems like all of them have struggles in the pass game. Like, what are we seeing here? Especially with Adrian Cooper. I watched him, and he looks like he's trapped on an island every time. He doesn't know where to turn his head, anything of that nature. He just looks unnatural in pass coverage. What are we seeing here?
I don't think there is a first-round linebacker. I think Peyton Wilson would be the only guy that would be if he had a clean bill of health. I think he's a guy that could end up being knocked down to day three because of all the injuries. I agree with you on Edgerrin Cooper, though. I think there's times in coverage where he does look a little bit lost. He's a downhill player. He wants to read and diagnose what is in front of him, and he will absolutely smack you in the run game. So I think that there are some warts with all of these linebackers, and that's why, to your point, you don't have a guy that's going to go in the first round in this draft.
Jay in Dallas, you're next up here on the D&M Leasing Hotline. Go ahead, Jay.
Oh, Sean, RJ, don't make me take off my belt, Wooly Bully. How you guys doing, baby?
What's up, brother?
The boys are back in town, and I'm feeling great. Now, they say it's always sunny in Dallas, but someone may have missed their alarm clock. We've got sleepers. Wooly Bully, give us your sleepers in the draft, and one to go on, give us your most fascinating draft story. They didn't believe you, but you believed you. You bet it all on you and trust it. win, baby.
And Jay got a new phone for that awesome delivery. Yeah. Heck yeah, Jay.
Let's go, Jay. Okay, some sleepers here. I mentioned a couple of the running backs that I liked a lot. I will give you Javon Bowler, the safety from Georgia. I think that's a dude that, honestly, I've got him in the first round. He's one of my favorite players in the entire draft. I love him. He's a safety that can come up and play the slot for you. I think he's extremely smart. You watch that Georgia secondary. He's getting everybody lined up. National champion. I also love Christian Haynes, the guard slash center from Connecticut. I think he's a guy that's not being talked about enough. They do. They do. Shockingly, UConn still is playing football there. But Christian Haynes is another one of these offensive linemen. We've talked a ton about the tackles, a lot about Frazier, Powers Johnson, Barton, Bo Limmer from Arkansas. Christian Haynes is a guy we need to be paying more attention to as well.
CT and Frisco. CT, you're up next on Sean and RJ. Go ahead, bro.
Okay, hey, big shout out to you guys for dominating the DFW market and sports. So, major shout out for taking over.
Appreciate it.
I got two takes. One, I think we're sleeping on the rest of the NFL in terms of running backs. I think that the Cowboys are going to have to go two for a running back if they really want the guy that they need. And then the second hot take is I think Spencer Rattler is going to go in the second round. What do you guys think?
Ooh, okay.
I don't think that's I don't think that's hot outside take. The realm of possibility that Spencer Rattler goes in the second round.
In NFL circles, I think Spencer Rattler is one of those guys that you're going to take a gamble on him. Like
super upside.
Yes, and he matured a lot going from Oklahoma to South Carolina. I was not a Spencer Rattler guy at all, but I do think you saw his play improve quite a bit.
Oh, like mature as a player. Yes, not, as a player. Not as a cocky little
off the field,
MS.
He seems like a total bleep hole. Like, if you watch that QB1, but now this is, again, he's 18 years old. Like, it's tough to go ahead and really judge that, but doesn't seem like a great kid when you're watching that.
No, if you told me in 5 years he's the best quarterback in this draft class, I'm not arguing at all with you.
Yeah, he's got that type of upside. Impossible.
Adam and Odessa, finish it off, boss. You are live on the Fan. Go ahead.
Morning.
What's up?
I'm from West Texas. I don't have any lobster. Anyways, is there any sneaky good late round defensive tackles or any linebackers? And also, let's go ahead and draft Jeremiah Trotter Jr. just to piss off the Eagles. Love you, Bobby.
Love you.
What did he say in the beginning of that?
He didn't have any lobster.
West Texas, we don't have any lobster.
Okay.
Okay, defensive tackles, yes. Dwayne Carter, another defensive player from Duke. He's a defensive tackle.
Easy F, baby.
Fourth round, I like Dwayne Carter as an option there at defensive tackle. I think he gives you run-stopping ability, plus he gives you some pass rush. And he's a dude that's a captain. You know he's a leader. He can be a third-down player that can rush the passer, good leverage, very competitive, can disengage, shed blocks pretty easily. I like him quite a bit. And then the other, what was the other?
Linebacker.
Linebacker. Okay. Cedric Gray out of North Carolina, I love. If you want a guy that's going to go late, how about Muisau out of UCLA as a linebacker? Instincts, yeah, he's shorter, but instincts, he might have some of the best pure instincts of any linebacker in this entire draft, looking at him in the fifth round.
Zachary, thank you for coming in.
Thank you.
You've obviously done the homework. Congrats on getting your girl home and crush it tonight and this weekend. Thank you, boss.
Appreciate you.
Zach Wolchuk from the G-Bag Nation. Hosting round one and throughout the weekend, starting this evening, brought to you by Pluckers and Zero Res. Were you thinking of sending down the Savior before last night in Arlington? Next on your home of the Rangers, then below the belt right here on The Fan.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.